This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, we now bring you a discussion on significance of Prime Minister's visit to Davos. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is going to address the plenary session at the World Economic Forum, which is being held in Davos, Switzerland. And we'll try and understand the importance of this World Economic Forum, which will be held over 5 days with 400 plus sessions. And we have a team of ministers and bureaucrats who would be traveling with Prime Minister Narendra Modi for this very important event. Mr. Bhattacharya, let's try and understand the significance of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the World Economic Forum after 21 years. The last time there was a visit by Prime Minister then was in 1997. What is the importance of this visit?
Every year you have this annual jamboree of around 3,000 leaders of governments of the world and corporate leaders. They all assemble to discuss various issues under the sky. Indian Prime Ministers have been there, but very rare. You had Narasimha Rao in the early 90s, so in the Prime Minister. Then you had Mr. Devegowda. Now, after a long gap, you have an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi. Now, the significance of Mr. Prime Minister's visit here, twofold. One, you have to see it in the global context. Last year, the Chinese President, Mr. Xi, made his first presence in World Economic Forum's annual summit and talked about frictionless world and virtually announced the arrival of the Chinese economy in a global scenario where they are actually preparing themselves to take over the leadership of the world. And this year, you have the Indian Prime Minister who has decided to attend the plenary session, and he will be addressing the main plenary session on 23rd. So he will have a message to the world. What does India stand for? What is India's global positioning? What is India's global response to the global issues? What are its aspirations? So one would expect a lot from Mr. Modi when he outlines India's agenda, particularly in a world that is repositioning itself in the light of US not playing that big role in the global arena and China trying to take its preeminent position. So that's the global context. And the economic context, the world wants to hear a lot from India and India's Prime Minister on what the Indian economy, which till recently was the fastest growing major economy in the world, what it is doing on reforms. And from India's point of view, there are quite a few things that happened in the last couple of years. You had the demonetization, then you had a game-changing tax reform in the form of goods and services tax. Then you have its digitization program, its attack on black money, its attempt to reduce inequality in India's society. Host of decisions have been taken, so the investing community, and particularly at a time when the government is trying to liberalize its foreign investment regime, the global investing community would like to listen to the Indian Prime Minister on what he thinks and what will be his agenda ahead. And particularly because just a week from now, there will be this government's budget to be presented on the 1st of February. So one is the global positioning, what kind of message India sends to the world in terms of its place in the global world. Two, what is the kind of economic policy landscape that the Indian Prime Minister wants to present to the investing community. And three, what kind of policy imperatives and the policy pushes that he may like to give from the budget that will be presented in a week from now. So these are, in brief, are the three possible reasons why presence of the Indian Prime Minister is very significant.
Well, you mentioned about the keynote address by Prime Minister Narendra Modi before it, the global audience of the World Economic Forum. What's the revenue policy going to be like in the context of the World Economic Forum? Will the Prime Minister not be addressing the audience in terms of India being an open economy, a transparent economy, and also ready for global investment?
I think he will be reiterating India's economic policy priorities, and I think he will talk about India's development challenges. He will list out the many steps that his government has taken in terms of economic inclusion, the digital drive, also India's recent rise in the ease of doing business index, the upgrade of India's rating by the Moody's rating agencies. So there is a lot that the Prime Minister can tell the world, because a lot has happened. So I think those issues will obviously come up, and I don't see that the world will, you know, like to miss out on an opportunity to hear what the Indian Prime Minister has to say about the role and growth prospects of the Indian economy. Just one point I would like to make here, that the Indian economic growth potential, these things will be put forward in the context of WEF's current year's agenda, which is a shared future in a fractured world. So I think Mr. Modi's message on development and economic inclusiveness will fit in very well in the overall the theme of WEF's annual summit, which, to repeat, is a shared world in a fractured society.
Mr. Bhattacharya, since the last time you mentioned about an Indian Prime Minister visiting the World Economic Forum, and now Prime Minister Narendra Modi would be doing so in tomorrow, day after, and in the next 5 days at the World Economic Forum. Economy of India has doubled to $2.3 trillion, and today India is the seventh largest. What type of bilateral or trilateral or multilateral meetings will the Prime Minister and his team have with the key heads of state and with the chief executive officers of companies, both domestic and foreign, including women, who are now composing, I believe, 21% of the panel number?
The two important things are likely to happen apart from the plenary session which he will address. One is that he is having a special dinner meeting with around 40 global CEOs, and apparently that meeting is all booked. And because there's a lot of interest in knowing from Mr. Modi what the Indian government is planning in terms of its economic policies. So that meeting will definitely be a key attraction apart from his plenary session address, which I would imagine will be addressing global issues, geopolitics, India's place in the world, as well as India's economic policy imperatives and economic policy priorities. The second layer of meetings would be the meetings on the sidelines. The World Economic Forum offers you meetings through structured meetings, and also there are meetings on the sidelines. Now, these meetings happen once you arrive there, and I think it will be interesting to see what kind of meeting he has with the Chinese President, Mr. Xi, after the recent standoff at Doklam was handled with some deft diplomacy and management of its neighbor. Now, with Mr. Trump, the US President, he will also be there. So one can expect possible meeting with Mr. Trump. Then there are new leaders who have come up. Mr. Macron, who is a newly elected French leader, he'll be there. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister. She's coming there. Now, after Britain exits from EU, what kind of relationship India will have with Britain, as well as with the remaining EU countries, is something that will definitely come up in these meetings. Please remember that although the finance minister of the country, Mr. Arun Jaitley, was to accompany the Prime Minister, but he had to stay back because of the oncoming budget, but he will have at least three other key economic ministers. One is Mr. Suresh Prabhu, he is the Industry and Commerce Minister. He has the oil minister, it's a very important sector because the oil prices are going up. So Mr. Pradhan will have an opportunity of interacting with the global leaders there, so what kind of oil scenario is going to emerge and what kind of steps need to be taken. Then he has got Mr. Piyush Goyal, the railway minister, and also the minister for coal. Both the areas are once again very, very important. And of course the trade and industry minister, who is Mr. Suresh Prabhu, and India's exports performance has begun picking him up, but it has not been doing too well. So if you look at the importance of Davos, it is not just that the Prime Minister is going to outline his global worldview, his economic policy parameters and priorities, but also the various sectoral perspectives will also be available, and the world probably will be keen to look forward to understanding which way this seventh or the sixth largest economy is moving.
There's also Mr. Arun Jaitley, who is a Union Finance Minister. He will also be addressing certain sessions at the World Economic Forum, along with Jitendra Singh and M. Jagbar.
I understand that Mr. Jaitley has decided to stay back. because the budget priorities were clearly weighing heavily on him. And probably it is a good decision because budget is an important annual document of the government. This is the last full budget of this government. So probably his secretaries will be there, but the finance minister has had to stay back. But Jitendra Singh is definitely there because he is the minister of state in the prime minister's office. So he will be able to interact with many leaders. These meetings are not just, as I said, a structured meeting. The meetings also take place on the sidelines. And the entire Davos infrastructure is such that it is a completely cordoned off zone. That once you are inside the security cleared zone, then access to all the members who are participating, there are about 3,000 leaders who are taking part in this global jamboree of sorts. So going out and meeting somebody and interacting with another global leader will be easy under one single roof. So it will be an opportunity for these half a dozen Indian ministers, the secretaries, and of course there are almost 50 Indian corporate leaders are going to be there. So after several years, I can say that India's presence in Davos will be really high profile.
There's also the Indian flavor at the World Economic Forum with two yoga teachers who would be conducting daily classes, imparting how to carry out yoga on a day-to-day life at the Alps Mountains. And this is something that the Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion is bringing into the World Economic Forum, introducing the members to cuisine, culture and the heritage of India. How important is all this?
I'm glad you are referring to it because this is very important. The World Economic Forum Annual Summit, where the theme is shared values in a fractured world, India needs to send out a strong message of it being a very important soft power. And yoga is India's a very potent display of India's soft power. And we hear that many countries are actually adopting yoga, and promoting yoga in Davos will be another way of sending out its soft power message, and probably it will be a very effective counter to the hard power messages that usually come from other global countries, like particularly like China and the US.
Inflation has gone up marginally, another sign that demand is improving. So how do you see these underlying economic forces of Propel 2018 and the government's policy which will be announced in the budget?
Well, I see that the Indian Prime Minister and his half a dozen ministers will have to tell the nation, tell the global community of investors that India is on a path of economic reforms. India is committed to development. India has taken some path-breaking reforms like the goods and services tax, even though it may have some glitches, but the message would be that the government has the courage of taking such a bold measure. It will also be able to convey its open economy, which is welcoming to foreign investment. It has liberalized the foreign direct investment regime in a big way. Its growth may have decelerated a bit, but going by all available indications, the government is likely to indicate how the growth engine may pick up momentum once again. Once the impact of demonetization and GST weigh out, on the whole, it is to be expected that the government will, one, talk about the huge growth potential in this economy, the concrete steps in terms of resolving the stressed banking assets problem. So it will be a message that India is going to be an open economy, welcoming to foreign investment, and a growth opportunity for the global investing community.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ekambat Acharya, for being
with us
on this program and talking to us extensively about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit and significance of his visit to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, which will be held for 5 days.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of Prime Minister's visit to Davos. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.